This is an executive summary of 1031 exchange and related party transactions, Baker 1031 investments from Baker 1031 investments. Sometimes the most convenient exchange partner is someone you are related to, a family member, a business partner, or an entity you control. The tax code permits related party exchanges, but it watches them closely, because related parties can use exchanges to shift basis and game the system in ways unrelated parties can't. To prevent that, Section 1031 imposes special rules on related party exchanges, the most important being a 2-year holding requirement. If either party disposes of its property within 2 years, the exchange can be retroactively disqualified. These rules are nuanced, the definitions of related party are broader than people expect, and the pitfalls are easy to stumble into. This guide explains who counts as a related party, how the 2-year rule and the underlying anti-abuse logic work, the common traps, and how to structure a related party exchange so it holds up. The first thing to understand is that related party is defined more broadly than casual intuition suggests. For 1031 purposes, related parties are determined by reference to the tax code's related party definitions, primarily sections 267B and 707B, which cover a wide range of relationships. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.